This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis issued an executive order today creating an advisory board that would review and recommend name changes. There are currently four petitions filed with the U.S. Board of Geographic Names to rename Mount Evans, Redskin Mountain, and Squaw Mountain. Each petition needs to be approved by the state board before a national review takes place. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports the Montrose County School District is joining a lawsuit targeting vaping giant Juul Labs. It alleges the company aggressively marketed directly to kids who've become addicted to nicotine. Schools want the company to pay for anti-youth vaping efforts. Juul has said it's taking steps to combat underage use. Aurora Democrat Jason Crow says the House defense bill includes funding for military construction in the Pikes Peak region and cleanup of toxic chemicals known as PFAS. Crow says the government cannot shortchange people's health and welfare.
We have to make sure that we're getting out in front of it and we're tackling it in a way that the people of Colorado deserve.
The bill also sets up a pilot program at military service academies to deal with sexual assault. Golden has closed off all access to Clear Creek within city limits indefinitely. A lack of social distancing raised concerns about potentially spreading COVID-19. The trail along Clear Creek will stay open. It is 90 degrees in Denver, 91 in Colorado Springs, 93 in Grand Junction, 96 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.